During my illness, I talked about the monster. Henry could not understand me. He believed that I was imagining strange things. But I returned to the same subject again and again. He realized that it was not a dream. There was a terrible reason for my illness. Slowly, Henry brought me back to good health, and I became calm again. One day, when I looked out of the window, I noticed new leaves on the trees. It was spring. I felt much better. "Dear Clerval," I said, "how can I thank you? You have been so kind to me. You came here to go to university, but you have been a nurse all winter. I am very sorry." "It does not matter, Victor," he replied. "You do not need to thank me. I will be happy if you are well. That is enough for me. But promise me one thing. Please write a letter to your father and to Elizabeth. You have been silent for a long time, and they are very worried about you. They do not really understand how ill you have been." "Of course I will," I replied. "They are the most important people in my life. They are always in my thoughts." "Then maybe you are well enough to read this." Henry gave me a letter. "It arrived a few days ago." It was from Elizabeth, and it was a very kind, friendly letter. She told me about my father and my brothers. She asked me to write back. I was very happy to read her letter, and I wrote back immediately. 2 weeks later, I was able to leave my room, and I returned to the university. But I did not want to study science now. I took everything out of my laboratory. When I saw my chemistry equipment, I felt very nervous again. I hated chemistry. Henry did not like science. He wanted to study foreign languages. I was very happy to study with him, and I enjoyed my new classes. I did not want to leave Henry alone in a place he did not know very well. So we spent the summer together happily, and I decided to return to Geneva at the end of the autumn. I was ready to go home. Winter arrived, and there was a lot of snow. The roads were terrible. It was impossible to travel, and I had to wait until the spring. The month of May arrived. I waited for a letter from my father before I decided on a date for my return. While we waited, Henry and I went on a holiday. We walked in the countryside around Ingolstadt. It was very beautiful, and we enjoyed ourselves. Henry was an excellent friend to travel with. My health was much better now. The blue sky and lovely green fields made me strong. When we arrived back at the university, we both felt calm and happy.